Like These with John Kilpatrick.
Hello, I'm Pastor John Kilpatrick, the pastor of the Brownsville Assembly of God Church within times like these. We're very happy tonight to be able to come back into your home with the gospel of Jesus Christ. As you can tell, tonight's program is a little bit different. This week's program and next week's program is going to be a little bit different because last Sunday, May the 23rd, I had in our sanctuary a true man of God from Romania. I had Brother Dimitri Dudeman from Romania that God had sent there, an exile from that country, to America with a message from God for our errant country. And you know, folks, I don't think there's any good way to say this. I'm just going to come out and have to say it bluntly the way that I believe it. You know, it's one thing to be a sweet little pastor and nice little pastor and just not ruffle nobody's feathers and just come before people week after week and, you know, feed them and help them and all that. But God has called me to be more than a pastor, and He's called we men of God to be more than just shepherds to shepherd people. He's called us to be watchmen on the wall and to look out and to see when danger is approaching and to see when ominous clouds of judgment are gathering. And I want to say to you tonight, from the depth of my heart, that my heart is concerned as a man of God, not necessarily just as a preacher or pastor, but as a man of God, as a watchman on the wall, I see clearly that the clouds, the ominous dark clouds, are stacking up and gathering for the United States of America. And I know many of you might be tempted right now to flip that channel and you want to go on to something else, but I want you to hear me for a few moments. I want you to stay tuned to this program tonight for many different reasons. Number one is because I want you to hear this Romanian preach the gospel. Now, in this program tonight, he's going to share his testimony about how God even sent angels to minister to him. You might say, well, Brother Kilpatrick, I don't believe that. Well, if you do away with angels and ministering spirits, you're just going to have to throw your Bible out in the trash can, set it on fire, and get rid of it, because it's full of it, both Old Testament and New Testament. You see, one of the things that disturbs me today is people have... somehow they've taken the authority on themselves to go through the Bible with a fine-tooth comb and comb out the things they don't want and throw it out and keep the things they do want. But I tell you, we are commanded by God to accept the whole counsel of God. This is God's Word. And I can't find for the life of me where miracles have ceased. I can't find where healings have ceased and where God visits His people with dreams and visions and angelic visitations. You don't pray to angels. You know, you don't worship angels. But God does send His ministering spirits, and the Bible says that His angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for the heirs of salvation. And here's a man that was tortured, Brother Dimitri Dudeman, in Romanian prisons before Ceausescu was killed and that Iron Curtain fell. Here's a man that was being tortured for the cause of Christ and smuggling Bibles into Russia and into Romania and Albania and other places over there in Europe. And as he was tortured, beaten with clubs like a caveman's club with spikes driven through them, and his fingers slammed into a door, and where they stuck out on the other side, they'd stick reeds under his fingernails. And a man that was had electric probes put in his ears and all over his head and a hood, and he was sitting in an electric chair. And he was electrocuted to the point that he had passed out and fallen his face in a pool of blood. And he did that twice, and God delivered him. And he told me at the dinner table last Sunday, he said, not long after that I had to get dentures because I woke up one night and electricity had so shocked my system till it killed the roots in my teeth, and all my teeth fell out over a two or three night period, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night spitting my teeth out. Now, when a man goes through something like that, my brother, when a man goes through that kind of torture, you can't tell me that God, if God has His hand on that man, you can't tell me that God's not going to send ministering spirits to minister to him. You see, one of the things in America why we don't believe things like that anymore is because we have a comfort zone that Christians live in, and we're not persecuted. We can't believe that God would do such things for people. But I tell you, everybody wants to see Leo the Lion get lockjaw, but nobody wants to go in the lion's den. Everybody wants to see the three Hebrew children come forth from the fiery furnace with not even the smell of smoke on their clothes, but nobody wants to go in the flames. When God's people are put in a situation to where they have to suffer and are persecuted and they are suffering for the cause of Christ, God will go to whatever extent is necessary to minister to them and to preserve them to keep the message alive. Well, God delivered him from a Romanian prison and brought him to America. God even told him the day, the month, the day of the month and the hour that he was going to be exiled from Romania and kicked out, and that God was going to send him to America. And he wound up in America in California, and the angel of the Lord even visited him there and gave him some messages for America. Now, the man that you're going to see tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is a man that is a humble man, a man that is non-pretentious, has nothing to lose, nothing to gain. He's just a man of God. When you see him, you'll see that. He's not looking for riches. He's not looking for big offerings. He's not a money preacher. He's not a big televangelist. He's just a simple man that went through hellish torture for the cause of Christ, and God laid his hand on him and sent him to this country with a message. And I tell you what, I had him at my church, and I'm proud that I did. And my church received him so well, and the Spirit of God moved in our church services as we sat morning and that night and listened to him. As the Spirit of God moved and people were moved and people began to realize that some of the things they think they suffer called persecution, they're not going through persecution at all after hearing this man. And we were made to realize that evening in the evening service how close the coming of Jesus Christ really is and how judgment clouds are looming over America. There's a great turnaround and a repentance and a humbling. I don't know how much longer America can survive. May God help us to hear this man. May God help us to hear the voice of the Spirit. These are crucial hours. Please stay tuned as you watch Dimitri Dudeman. God bless you.
Dar în ziua de astăzi să lăsăm toate la o parte.
But today we must put everything aside.
Să credem că ne-am întâlnit cu Hristos.
And believe that we are here with Christ.
Eu n-am să vorbesc basmi.
You know, I will not tell you fairy tales.
N-am să vorbesc povești.
I won't tell you stories.
Vorbesc prin ce Dumnezeu m-a scăpat pe mine.
I'll only tell you God took me through.
Și dacă voi avea timp.
And if I'll have time.
Voi vorbi și pedeapsa ce vine peste America.
I will tell you about the wrath that is coming upon America.
Dacă n-am să am timp.
If I won't have time this morning.
Pastorul, am auzit că rămânem și de seară.
I heard the pastor that we were going to be here tonight.
Să voi completa visarea.
So I'll finish what I won't say
Dumnezeu
this morning, this evening.
Binecuvintează biserica aceasta cu
Duhul. I pray God bless this church with the Holy Spirit.
Aș vrea ca să simțiți în ziua de azi cercetarea lui Dumnezeu.
And if you've never felt, I hope you feel
the Spirit of God. Și dacă până acum n-am cunoscut pe Dumnezeu.
And if until now you haven't known God.
N-am cunoscut puterea lui Dumnezeu.
We haven't known the power of God fully.
În ziua de azi vom cunoaște.
Now is your time.
Că Dumnezeu este foarte puternic.
Because God is almighty.
Și voi, frați americani, ați trăit într-o binecuvântare nemaipomenită.
The Christians here in America have lived in so many blessings. You know, you've never known what trouble was. You haven't known what torture is. You haven't known persecution. God has blessed you so much in this country. So that all the world may taste of your blessing. But the one mistake this country made is that it rejected God. The Church of God. You know, I'm not talking about the world. But even those in the church.
Dumnezeu vrea să scoale biserica.
God wants to wake up the church.
De ce m-a pregătit pe mine în România?
This is why he prepared me in Romania.
M-a trecut prin atâtea torturi.
He put me through so many tortures.
Și m-a dus în țara asta.
And he brought me to your country.
Ca să pot să stau în picioare.
That I may stand up.
Și să pot să vestesc Evanghelia.
And speak the gospel.
Și puterea lui Dumnezeu.
And of the power of God.
Eu m-am născut într-o familie de creștini.
Well, I was born in a Christian family.
Tata meu a fost pastor la o biserică pentecostală.
My dad pastored a Pentecostal church.
Frate, vreau să vă spun, nu știu ce biserica asta.
Brothers, I want to tell you, I don't know what's in this church.
Dar am simțit un curent.
But I feel like I got plugged in.
Într-adevăr că aveți mult curent.
You know.
Aveți multe becuri.
You have a lot of lights, I know.
Dar este un bec care vine peste unii oameni.
But there's a current that comes over some people.
Ca să poată să vorbească.
And that's not, you know, electricity.
Nu se intimidează în fața poporului.
And this helps me speak to you better.
Vine farul lui Dumnezeu.
You know, the light of God comes.
Și el începe să vorbească.
And he begins to speak.
Tata meu a fost pastor la o biserică pentecostală.
My father pastored the Pentecostal church.
Așa după cum fiecare părinți ducem copiii la biserică.
As every parent brings their child to church.
Tata mă ducea și pe mine.
My dad forced me to go to church also.
Dar eu i-am spus, tati.
But I told him, Dad.
Tată, mie nu-mi place la biserică.
I don't like church.
Eu am să plec de acasă.
I'm going to run away from home.
Așa cum pleacă mulți copii americani.
As many American children do.
Mai Dumitru, nu te duci.
He said, Dumitru, don't go.
Dumitru, se regret.
Dumitru, you will regret it.
Tată, tare de marine.
He said, Dumitru, don't go.
Dumitru, se regret.
Dumitru, you will regret it.
Tată, eu vreau să fac școala militară.
But Dad, I want to go into the Navy.
Măi, dacă tu vrei, du-te, da, să-ți pară rău.
If you really want to, then go, but you'll be sorry.
Și m-am dus la școala militară de marină.
And so I went into Navy
school. Am făcut 4 ani jumate școala militară.
I stayed for 4.5 years.
Am ieșit ofițer de marină.
I became a naval officer.
Mi-au dat 80 de oameni în primire.
They gave me 80 new recruits.
M-au îmbăcat pe Mare Neagră.
They shipped me out on the Black Sea.
Mi-au dat ordin guvernul comunist.
And the communist government ordered me.
Care vin din străinătate.
Check the ships that came in from foreign countries.
Spus, Dumitri.
And he said, Dimitri.
Dacă îți găsești Biblie.
If you find Bibles.
Să confiși Biblie, să arestiți pe misionari.
Confiscate the Bibles and arrest the missionaries.
Repede să te ambasezi.
And then we will advance you quickly.
Când am auzit că Dumitru trebuie să ajungă o mare.
When I heard that Dimitri was able to advance.
M-am apucat să controlez puternic vapoarele.
I began to check the ships powerfully.
Și într-o dimineață a venit un baz din Olanda.
One morning a ship from Holland came in.
Și am intrat cu 8 oameni în control.
And I went in with 8 of my men.
Și sub niște lăzi de biscuiți.
Under some crates of cookies.
Am găsit o cantitate mare de Biblie.
I found very many Bibles.
Am chemat pe șeful vasului.
I called the captain of the ship.
Scatalis Biblie.
Are these your Bibles, sir?
Zice, no.
He said, no.
Zic, nu știi.
I said, do you know whose they are?
Las că-i să știi tu.
He said, we'll find out together.
Dar într-o parte era un bărbat.
When I looked to one side, there was a man.
Plânge și se ruga lui Dumnezeu.
He was crying.
Văzut că el se roagă.
When I saw that he was praying,
zic, a lui trebuie să fie Biblie.
I thought, the Bibles are his for sure.
Mă duc la el, dă-mi pașaportul.
I went to him and I asked, give me your passport, please.
Din buzunar.
He took his passport of his pocket.
Era un misionar din Olanda.
He was the missionary from Holland.
Un numele Dig.
His name was Brother
Dig. El lucra cu Open Door.
He worked with Open Doors Mission.
Eu l-am întrebat, tatalis Biblie.
I asked him, are these your Bibles, sir?
Zice, nu.
He said, no.
Dar cui sunt?
Whose are they then?
A fraților tăi și a surorii tale.
They are your brothers and your sisters, he said.
Când ne-a zis așa, parcă ne-a dat cu un cuțit.
When he said this, I felt as though a knife went through my
dar
heart.
Dar nu a fost de ajuns, fraților.
But this was not enough.
Că imediat am auzit o voce în urechi.
I began to hear a voice in my ear.
Ce faci, numai Dumitri, zice.
What are you doing, Dimitri?
Tu știi că eu te-am adus aici?
Don't you know that I brought you here?
Tu știi că tata tău e păstor?
You know your dad's a pastor.
Tu știi că fratele tău sunt creștini?
All your brothers are Christians.
Nu faci niciun rău la omul ăsta.
Don't do anything to this man.
Pune niște soldați să-l păzească de poliție.
Tell some soldiers to protect it from the police.
Ieși de pașaportul înapoi.
Give him his passport back.
Dacă nu aspru, te lovesc.
If you won't do this, I will punish you harshly.
Când mă lovește?
When he said he'd punish me.
M-am uitat să văd cine-mi vorbea.
I turned to see who was speaking to me.
Dar n-am văzut pe nimeni.
But there was no one there.
Când am văzut că nu-i nimeni, am început să tremur.
When I saw there was no one there, I began to shake.
Cine-mi vorbește mie?
And who's speaking to
me? Dar continuu vorbea în
urechi. But the voice kept speaking in my ear.
Dă-mi pașaportul, zice, că te lovesc.
Give me his passport or I'll punish
you. Mi-era rușine că tremuram înaintea misionarului.
I was embarrassed, I shook before the missionary.
M-am dus în alt compartiment.
So I went into another compartment.
Am băgat degetele în urechi să nu mai aud vocea.
And I stuck my fingers in my ears not to hear the voice anymore.
Dar mai tare îmi vorbea.
But it got louder.
Du-te că acum te lovesc.
Go, if you won't, I will punish you now.
Pașaportul.
Give me his passport. Tell the man to protect him from the police.
M-am dus tremurând înaintea misionarului.
I went shaking before the missionary.
Domnule,
I said, Mr. Dig.
Dumnezeu tău a ascultat rugăciunea.
Your God has answered your prayers.
Și-a trimis îngerul să-mi vorbească în urechi.
He sent his angel and he spoke into my ear.
N-am să fac niciun rău.
I will do nothing to you.
Am să pun niște soldați să-ți păzească de poliție.
I'll even tell the man to protect you from the police.
Cum i-am dat fraților pașaport.
Brothers, as I gave him the passport.
N-am mai simțit vocea.
The voice stopped.
Simțeam o pace în inima mea.
And I began to feel a new peace in my heart. I knew it was the voice of the angel of God. But don't you ever hear God's voice? When sin stands before you, when you see you're doing something you're not supposed to, doesn't something inside of you say it's not good, don't do it? Doesn't it?
Ce zici?
You know, this is the voice of the angel of God. He tells you not to do evil. But see, then the devil comes.
Hey,
look, you can sin. David sinned. He was still king. God forgave him. Brothers, let's not deceive ourselves. David was a king. He was under the law. And in the old days, you could sacrifice animals for your sins. But for our sins,
a murit Hristos, Domnul.
There was Christ who died.
Prin rănile lui suntem
tămăduiți. And through his wounds we're healed.
Prin sângele lui suntem spălați de păcat.
And through his blood we're cleansed of all sin.
Amen. A Am avut un meeting la mormoni.
We had a meeting with the Mormons.
În Utah.
In Utah.
Vreau să vă spun ca să nu vă las nispun.
I'd like to tell you a bit about it so that you know you won't be. Voi
știți cum sunt mormonii.
But you know how Mormons are.
Au fost atâta popor că nu pot să numesc.
There were so many people in there.
Și când am început să le spun.
And I began to speak to them.
Voi credeți în cartea lui Mormon?
You guys believe in the Book of Mormon?
Voi credeți în cartea lui Joseph Smith?
And in the Book of Joseph Smith?
Dar în cartea aceasta voi nu credeți.
But you're deceived. You should believe in this book.
Adevărata carte.
The only true book.
Care ne poate duce în fericire. Nu-i cartea lui Mormon.
You know, it's not the Book of Mormon.
Nu-i cartea lui Joseph
and it's not the Book of Joseph Smith.
Nu-i cartea lui Duduman.
It's not the Book of Duduman.
Adevărata carte e Biblia.
The only true book is the Bible.
Picioare,
all the Mormons stood up.
Dumnezeu, strigale,
and they began to yell hallelujah.
Dar eu n-am știut ce s-a întâmplat.
I had no idea what was happening.
Dar s-a coborât un înger al Domnului.
At the end I found out.
Ca să-i încredințeze pe ei că ce vorbim noi.
All of them saw an angel of the Lord coming down.
Este de la Duhul lui Dumnezeu.
So that they understand what we say is from the Spirit of God.
Dumnezeu s-a făcut mare lucrări între ei.
And God brought out many people from among them.
Aș dori să lucrează și în mijlocul vostru.
I pray God work among your hearts too.
Așa m-au primit mormonii de bine.
You know, the Mormons accepted us very well.
Nu am fost primit la Pentecostal sau în alte biserici.
But then they began to hate us because so many people were excommunicated. Still, they saw the power of God.
Aș vrea să simțiți voi puterea, nu să o vedeți.
You know, I pray that you feel the power of God, not see it.
Amen. Hallelujah. A stat, fraților, 2 ani jumate pe Marea Neagră.
Brothers, I was on the Black Sea for 2.5 years.
Erau foarte mulți misionari.
Very many missionaries came through.
Ei se spuneau unul la altul.
You know, they would tell one another.
Eu îi ajutam pe toți.
And so I would help them all.
Eram plin de bucurie.
I was full of joy now.
Că făceam și eu ceva pentru Dumnezeu.
I knew that I was doing something for God.
Simțeam o bucurie în inima mea.
I felt this joy in my heart.
Eu ajut să care Biblia.
I knew I was helping someone take in the Word of God.
După 2 ani jumate, au început prigoana creștinilor.
But after 2.5 years, they began to persecute the Christians.
O dat ordin guvernul comunist.
The communist government ordered
toți copiii în diferite puncte să plece acasă.
All Christian children, no matter what rank, to go home.
O trebuie să plec acasă.
I had to go home also.
M-am dus foarte supărat.
But I was very sad.
M-am dus cu gândul să mă răzbun pe părinți.
I went with the thought of taking revenge on my parents.
Din cauza pocăinților am pierdut serviciul.
Because they were Christians, I lost my job.
Și m-a văzut mama supărat.
My mother saw that I was sad.
Mă întreabă, ce-i cu tine, mai băiate?
So she said, what's wrong with you, son?
Ce ești așa de supărat?
Why are you so sad?
Din cauza pocăinților voastre m-au dat afară din armată.
I said, well, because you're Christians, they kicked me out of the army.
Unii, tata?
Where's dad at?
La adunare.
He's in church.
Poți să mă duc să-l fac de râs.
Well, then I'll go embarrass him there, I said.
Nu te duce mai, stai că vine acasă.
She said, wait, don't go, he'll be home soon.
Nu mă duc acolo.
But I said, no, I'm going there.
Când am ajuns la ușă,
when I got to the door of the church,
erau cântare așa frumoasă.
They were singing such a beautiful
cum
song.
Cântați și voi azi.
Like you guys sing this morning.
Nu pot uita niciodată.
But I'll never forget this
vreau
song.
Vreau să vă spun un verset.
I'll tell you a verse of it.
A venit de mult de sus.
Long ago he came from above.
Păstorul cel bun Iisus.
The good shepherd Jesus Christ.
Și prin lume a umblat.
And he traveled throughout the world.
Oi pierdute a căutat.
Looking for lost sheep.
Eu eram oaia pierdută.
I thought, I'm the lost sheep.
Eu am fugit de acasă.
I ran away from home.
And
Christ found me on the Black Sea.
Am început să plâng, fraților.
I began to cry, brothers.
Am început să plâng. Simțeam că bate ceva la inima mea.
I felt something knocking at my heart.
Aș vrea să simți și tu.
I would like you to feel the same.
Era ciocanul Duhului Sfânt.
The hammer of the Holy Spirit.
Plângeam, nu mă puteam opri.
You know, I was crying and I couldn't
stop. Am udat 3 batisi.
I wet 3 handkerchiefs.
Mi-era rușine că plâng.
I was embarrassed I was crying.
De ce plâng eu?
I'm a man.
M-am uitat roată în adunare să văd dacă mai plânge cineva.
I looked in the church to see who else was crying.
Plângea tata de bucurie că m-a văzut la adunare.
Only my dad was, because he was happy he saw me in church.
Apropi de tata, și tata, dar eu de ce plâng?
So I go to him and I said, Dad, why am I crying? He said, I'll tell you at the end of the service. At the end he asked me to stand. And he said, Dumitru, are you really sorry to get you out? I said, yes I am, Dad. Then he said, look brothers, the answer to our prayers. We have been praying for 2 years that he be kicked out. Then he said, God needs officers in his army also. Now you must come to God, son.
Da, tata, da, lasă-mă să
I said, I will, Dad, but let me get married first.
Păi, eu, fată, din adunare,
he said, good, marry a girl from our church.
Zic, n-am ce să iau de la tine, că tăt-i sărac.
I said, can't from here, they're all poor. So he said, go find a rich one, just come to God.
Well,
I went and I found Maria, brothers.
Maria
was an orphan, she was poorer than those in the church. But she was very beautiful.
And
I liked her a lot, so I said, if you come to God, I will marry you. I married her when she was 17 years old. And it's been
37
years. 2 days ago was our 37th anniversary.
Hallelujah!
Brothers, I married Maria. We began to go to church. We committed ourselves to God. We prayed for a long time until we received the power of God. After receiving the power of God, I began to preach the gospel. I went through many churches. And in our country, there are very many churches. But in those times, the churches were underground. We'd gather and we'd put pillows in the windows. We'd lock all the doors. Many times in basements, in the forest, and we'd pray to God. We'd have communion, and we were full of the Holy Spirit, and God would strengthen us, and He'd keep bringing new people into the kingdom of God. Traveling through churches, I thought there were no Bibles. I would ask the pastors, why don't you have any Bibles? While I was on the Black Sea, many Bibles came in. And the pastor would say, brother, the Bibles came in through communist hands. The communists sold them to us. The next day they sent the police and the police confiscated them. And we're still left without any Bibles. When I heard this, I went and spoke to my family. And once again I went to the Black Sea. I went to the chief of the shipyard and I said, chief, I have gotten married. I have no job. Please give me a job here. But I have no jobs for Christians. But sir, what do? I came here to Marine School. Let me be a trash cleaner around here at least. But Dumitru, I could not see you with a broom in your hand. Then what do, sir? He said, hold on a minute. Do you know how to cook? Oh yes, I do. Then go cook in the cafeteria. I will pay you very well. That's where I had to be, brothers. I didn't go because I had no money. My father was a wealthy man. But I went to be able to meet the missionaries. Because missionaries never left their exact address. And so I cooked for 2 months. That's where I learned how to suffer. Because everyone in the street me there. But I say, suffer, Dimitri. Christ suffered much more than you. Well, after 2 months, I heard the same voices from the ship. Dimitri, run to the pier of the ship. Dig is coming in. I ran to the pier. And the first man who got out was Brother Dig. From far away, I said, peace of God unto you, Brother Dig. Because the Romanian Christian greeting is peace of God unto you. The American Christian greeting, hi and bye. Well, when Brother Dick saw me in civilian clothing, he began to cry. He didn't know what had happened to me. So he said, let's meet in the second hotel in Constanța. Because we Romanians were not allowed to talk to foreigners. If I was caught speaking to him, I'd have about 6 months of jail. I went to the hotel. There we prayed together. And together we left for Bucharest. There we found Brother Andrew. Brother Harlan Popov. Brother Richard Wurmbrandt. And other brothers. We made a strong pact. They would bring the Bibles into Romania. And I would give them to the churches. And within about 3 years, most of our churches had Bibles.
Bisericile se rugau pentru noi.
The churches continued to pray for us.
Dumnezeu ne păzea.
And God protected us all the time.
Era dat un decret de lege la noi în România.
They had just passed a new law in Romania.
Toți care vor fi prinși, care legătură cu străini.
All of those caught having contact with foreigners.
Sau dă Biblie la alții.
Or giving Bibles to other people.
25 de ani de închisoare.
25 years of jail.
Și confiscarea averii.
And the confiscation of all material wealth.
Tot timpul eram cu viața la risc.
So your life was always in danger.
Dar aveam credință că Dumnezeu ne păzea.
But we had faith that God would protect us.
După 3 ani de zile.
After 3 years.
Dumnezeu a ascultat rugăciunea bisericilor.
God heard the prayer of the church. And in 1970, after they closed the borders, got an intense rain. It rained so hard that over half the country was flooded. When the communist government saw so many losses, they asked for the foreigners' help. They reopened the borders, and Bibles started coming in freely. For 4 years, Bibles came in freely. But the brothers had no more Romanian Bibles. So they sent over many Russian Bibles.
Eu am locuit la 18 km de granița rusă.
I lived only about 18 kilometers away from the Russian border.
Am făcut mari depozite de Biblie.
And so I hid a lot of Bibles everywhere.
Nu mai știam unde să le mai pun.
I didn't know where to hide them at anymore.
Căutam să le trec dincolo.
I tried to take them over.
Dar nu puteam.
But I just couldn't.
Și am venit acasă foarte supărat.
I came home very sad.
Că mă urmărea poliția.
The police began to follow me.
Și când m-a văzut tata galben la față.
Oh, my dad saw my face pale.
Băi, Dumitru, tu ești bolnav?
He said, Dumitru, are you sick?
Zic, nu.
I said, no.
Dar ce ești galben, băi, la față?
Then why is your face so pale, son?
Tata, am atâtea Biblie rusești.
Well, dad, I have so many Russian Bibles.
Nu mai știu unde să le pun.
I have no idea where to hide them anymore.
Să le trec dincolo și n-am putut.
I keep trying to take them over, but I just can't.
Ai vrut tu, băi?
He said, you tried to?
Zic, da, eu.
I said, yeah, me.
Băi, tu te-ai rugat?
Did you pray first?
Zic, nu.
Well, no.
Ai postit, băi?
Did you fast?
Zic, nu.
Well, no.
Ai întrebat de Dumnezeu?
Did you ask God about this?
Zic, nu.
Well, no.
Te-ai bizuit pe tine, băi, de ce n-ai dus?
You trusted yourself. That's why I couldn't take him over.
Ia, hai, băi, să ne unim să postim.
Let's unite and fast.
Să ne rugăm lui Dumnezeu.
Let's pray to God.
Și să vină Dumnezeu să-ți arate.
And God will come and show you a way.
Fraților, că azi ne-am hotărât.
Brothers, we decided that day.
Și seara nu eram adormit bine.
And that night, I wasn't fully asleep.
Odată am simțit o mână scoală, Dumitru.
And I felt a hand wake up, Dumitru.
Am sărit drept în picioare.
I jumped up.
La capul patului meu.
And at the head of my bed.
Era un om îmbrăcat într-o haină albă.
There was a man dressed in a white robe.
Și eu când l-am văzut am început să tremur.
When I saw him, I began to shake.
M-am uitat la ușă, zic, până a intrat.
I looked at the door, you know, how did he get in?
Ușa încuiată, geamurile închise.
Door was locked, windows closed.
Cine e ăsta, până a intrat?
Who is he? How did he get into my house?
Dumitru, nu te teme, zice.
He says, Dumitru, don't be afraid.
Vrei să duci Biblie la ruși?
Do you want to take Bibles into Russia?
Da, vreau.
Yes, I do.
Ia un creion și scrie.
Well, take a pen and write this down.
Nu puteam scrie de frică, așa tremuram.
I couldn't write, I was shaking so hard.
Mi-a spus locul unde să mă duc.
Gave me the address.
Mi-a spus ce să vorbesc.
Told me what to say.
Zice, eu merg înaintea ta.
I'll be there before you.
Când te va întreba și caut.
When the man will ask you what you want.
Că sunt trimis de cel ce a fost acum.
Tell him you were sent by the one who was just there.
Și el îți va învăța cum să duci Biblia la Rusia.
He'll tell you how to take the Bibles into Russia.
Între timp ce eu am început să mă îmbrac.
While I started getting dressed.
A dispărut omul.
The man disappeared.
Am fugit la ușă, am cătat ușa.
Ran to the door, I looked, blocked.
Geamurile închise.
Windows shut.
Doamne, zic, ce-i asta?
Dear Lord, what has this been?
Că când vine o ființă cerească, frate, ești ca un om pierdut.
When you see a heavenly being, you're completely lost.
Nu că mai ai timp să-l fotografiez.
No, not like some say, you know, I'll take a picture.
Numai unii frați americani îi fotografiez.
Maybe some American brothers want to take pictures.
Am fugit fuga la tata.
I ran to my dad's house.
Tata, uite ce am văzut eu.
Dad, look what I saw.
Bă, zice, du-te că noi ne rugăm.
He said, go, I'll wake up the others and we'll pray.
Și am plecat, era ceasul aproape, și a fost 12 noaptea.
I left, it was about midnight.
Am ajuns dimineața la ora 8.
And I got there at 8 in the morning.
Era o gară pe graniță.
There was a train station on the border.
Acolo trebuie să facă vama la vagoane.
And there they checked all the trains.
Se schimbau osile la vagoane.
And changed the train axles.
Că linia ferată la Rusia e melată ca la România.
Because the train lanes in Russia are wider than in Romania.
Când intra trenul din România la Rusia.
And so when the train tried to go from Romania to Russia.
Trebuie să schimbi osile la vagoane.
They had to change the axles.
Și în timp ce ei schimba la unele trenuri osile la vagoane.
And while they changed the axles.
Noi în alte trenuri băgam Biblie în
vagoane. We could have put the Bibles in the train.
M-am dus la șeful gării și am bătut la ușă.
I went to the chief and I knocked on the door.
El a ieșit tremurând.
But the man came out shaking.
Și cu dumneata.
What do you want?
Sunt trimis de cel ce a fost acum la tine.
I was sent by the one who was just here, I said.
Când a zis mai tare, a început să tremure.
But when I said this, he began to shake even more.
Ce fac?
What do you want?
Zic, vreau să duc Biblie la Rusia.
I want to take Bibles to Russia.
M-a chemat înăuntru.
He called me inside.
M-a învățat cum să aduc Biblie.
Taught me how to bring the Bible.
Unde să pun Biblie.
Where to put the Bibles.
Și cum să le băgăm în vagon.
And how to load them into the train.
Într-o perioadă de 15 ani.
And within about 15 years.
300,000 de Biblie trecu la Rusia.
We took over 300,000 Bibles into Russia.
La afară de literatură. Dar nu eu, fraților.
But it wasn't me, brothers.
Nu Andrew.
Nor Andrew.
A fost direct mâna lui
Dumnezeu. It was the hand of God directly.
După 15 ani, pe frații din orașul Chișinău.
After 15 years, the brothers in the city called Chișinău.
Au descărcat Biblia din bagaj.
Were caught unloading the Bibles.
Și au arestat în 1980.
And they were arrested in 1980.
Nici acum nu i-au eliberat.
They haven't been freed as of yet.
Am 3 săptămâni de când am venit din România.
It's been 3 weeks since I returned from Romania.
Și am fost în, au fost niște pastori din Rusia,
and some pastors from Russia came over.
Care le-am dat niște ajutoare, că eu m-am dus cu două containere de ajutoare.
And I gave them some clothing and food because I'd gone over with two containers.
Și am întrebat de eliberarea din pușcăria fratelor.
And I asked, have those brothers been freed from prison yet?
Și au spus că încă nu e eliberat.
And they said, no, they're still in prison.
Familiile lor au luat noaptea cu domiciliul forțat.
Their families were taken out forcefully.
Le-au scos din casa lor și au dus în Valea Neagră.
To a place called the Black Valley.
Între Chișinău și Odessa.
It's between the city of Chișinău and Odessa.
Și acum sunt acolo, fratele.
And they're still there, brothers.
Noi când am auzit eu împreună cu fratele Bernard din Olanda,
when we heard about this, me and a brother Bernard from Holland,
am plecat la Chișinău.
Went to Chișinău.
Dar nimeni n-a știut că unii sunt familie.
But no one knew where the families were.
Ne-am strâns 80 de frați într-un beci.
And so 80 brothers gathered in a basement.
3 zile și 3 nopți am făcut postul Estera.
For 3 days and 3 nights we fasted Esther's fast.
Nimeni n-a mâncat.
No one ate.
Nimeni n-a băut.
No one drank.
Nimeni n-a dormit.
No one slept.
Numai ne-a rugat și am lăudat pe Dumnezeu.
All we did was pray and praise God's name.
Până a venit îngerul Domnului.
Until the angel of God came.
Mașină,
he said, find the car.
Eu voi merge pe botul mașinii.
I will be on the hood of the car.
Să vă duc să vă arăt unde sunt familiile.
And I'll take you to the families.
Și am ajuns, fraților, noaptea târziu.
Brothers,
am ajuns a doua noapte.
We got there the next morning.
La ora a doua.
At 2 a.m.
Când am ajuns, ei erau pe genunchi.
When we got there, they were all on their knees praying to God.
Copii micuți se rugau lui Dumnezeu.
Little children praying to God.
Dar cea mai mare surpriză a fost pentru mine.
But the greatest surprise that I've ever had.
Era preot catolic.
Was that I saw Catholic priests.
Era preot ortodox.
Orthodox priests.
Era metodist.
Methodist.
Erau pentecostali.
Pentecostals.
Erau baptiști.
Baptists.
Creștini după Evanghelie.
Jehovah's Witnesses even.
Și toți se rugau aceluiași Dumnezeu.
But all of them praying to the same God.
Toți strigau cu același glas
all
către Dumnezeu.
Crying out for God to help them.
Nu era niciun gard între ei.
No more denominational fences.
Acolo toți aveau libertatea aceasta.
All of them had this great freedom there.
Hallelujah! Ne-am întors repede la Chișinău, fraților.
We came back into the city.
Ca să putem găsi frații tot acolo.
And the brothers were still there praying.
I-am găsit pe frații tot adunați.
They were all gathered.
Eu am făcut o strângere de bani.
We went and we collected money.
A doua zi am cumpărat tot ce a trebuit pentru acei de acolo.
And that morning we bought everything they needed.
Le-au luat și corturi.
We bought them tents, food, clothing.
Și am încărcat două mașini.
We loaded 2 cars.
Și am luat-o spre Valea Neagră.
And we left for the Black Valley.
După noi vine poliția.
The police was following us from behind.
Când magazinele rusești, când cumperi marfă multe.
When you buy too much stuff in a Russian store.
Gestionarul anunță poliția.
The clerks let the police know.
Și s-au luat după noi, frate.
And so they began to follow us.
Era gata să ne ajungă.
They were ready to catch us.
Noi eram foarte disperați.
You know, we were despaired at this moment.
Dumnezeule.
We kept crying out, Lord.
Tu ne-ai arătat unde să-i găsim.
You showed us where to find them.
Fiți milă de copiii din Valea Neagră.
Have mercy on those children. Let us get there. Don't let them catch us.
Și când aproape să ne ajungă,
and when we thought we had to stop,
am văzut că Dumnezeu a ridicat un nor de ploaie.
God just raised a rain cloud.
Peste noi a plouat.
Over us it sprinkled.
Dar peste ei a bătut o gheață așa.
But over them there was ice about this big.
Le-a spart parbrizurile.
It cracked their windshields.
Mai venit după
and
noi.
They couldn't follow us anymore.
Noi am ajuns cu bine în Valea Neagră.
And so we got to the Black Valley with no problem.
Așa lucrează Dumnezeu.
That is how God works.
Când ne-am întors din Valea Neagră.
Upon our return from the Black
la
Valley.
La intrare în orașul Chișinău.
At the entrance of the city.
Poliția controla toate mașinile.
The police was checking every car.
M-au găsit fără pașaport.
They found me without a passport.
Și m-au arestat.
And they arrested me.
M-au băgat în închisoare la Rus în Chișinău.
They put me in the Russian jail in Chișinău.
M-au ținut arestat până m-au chemat români.
They kept me there until the Romanians called me home.
Rușii nu m-au bătut.
The Russians never beat me.
Rușii căuta numai să-și bată joc de mine.
They just kept trying to, you know, make fun of me.
Odată în România.
Well, they took me into Romania.
Când am ajuns în România, casa mea era înconjurată de poliție.
When I got home, my house was surrounded by the police.
Nevasta o ținea cu fața la perete.
They were holding my wife with her face against the wall.
Fața cu fața la perete.
My daughter with her face against the wall.
Mine m-au legat și m-au pus cu fața la perete.
They tied me and put me with my face against the wall.
Au venit cu tot felul de aparate.
They'd come with all kinds of equipment.
Căuta Biblie.
They were looking for Bibles.
Avem foarte multe Biblii acasă.
I had very many Bibles at my house.
Credeam că ar să le găsească.
I thought they'd find them.
Au început controlul dimineața la ora 8.
They began to check the house at 8 in the morning.
Terminat după masă la ora 4.
And they finished at 4 in the evening.
La ora 4 vine un colonel la mine.
At 4 a colonel came to me.
Băi, Dumitru, întoarce-te cu fața la noi.
Dumitru, please turn around.
Spune unde ai Biblele.
Where do you have your Bibles at?
Da, le-ați găsit?
I asked, did you find them?
Eu credeam că le-au găsit.
Because I really thought they'd found them.
Și n-am găsit nimic ale.
No, we didn't find anything.
Dacă n-ai găsit, înseamnă că nu am.
Well then, sir, if you didn't find them, I don't have them, I said.
Dar Dumnezeu le-a stricat aparatele.
But, you know, God had broken their equipment.
Le-a închis ochii.
And he blinded their eyes.
Chiar dacă au calcat pe Biblie.
Because they walked right over the Bible. But they couldn't see him.
Băi, dar unde ai Bibliile?
Well, where are the Bibles at?
Zic, eu n-am fabrică.
But what Bible, sir? I don't have a Bible press.
Las că zis spui tu și ce ai mâncat când erai.
I said, oh, don't worry, you'll tell us what you ate as a child even.
M-au pus în mașină și m-au dus la
poliție. They put me in the car and they took me to the police station.
Acolo au început torturile.
And that's where all the tortures began.
Au fost 5 luni de tortură.
For 5 months, they tortured me.
Eu vă spun numai câteva din ele.
But I'll only tell you a few of them.
Dacă o să aflați mai mult, o să citiți în carte.
And if you want to know more, it's in the book.
Prima dată m-au pus să dau declarații.
At first they asked me to confess.
Să spun de unde am primit Biblie.
Tell them where I have the Bibles from.
Unde am Biblie.
Where I have them at.
Și unde l-am trecut la ruși.
How I took them into Russia.
Cine m-a ajutat să le.
And who helped me take them.
În urechea mea sună aceeași voce.
But in my ear there was still that same voice.
Dumitru, să nu spui.
Dumitru, don't tell.
Dumitru, te izbăvesc.
Dumitru, I will save you.
Dumitru, eu sunt cu tine.
Dumitru, I am with you.
Fraților, și dacă eu spuneam,
brothers, if I would have told,
eu n-am carat Biblie,
you know, I didn't take the Bibles in by myself.
M-au ajutat sute de frați.
Hundreds of brothers helped me all the time.
Și dacă eu îi spuneam, rămânea familie muritoare de foame.
And if I would have told, their families would have been less starving.
Și am zis că mai bine să mor eu.
And I thought, you know, better that I die.
Dar să n-arăt pe nimeni.
But I won't tell anyone.
Și lucrarea lui Dumnezeu va merge.
And the work of God will continue.
O văzut că nu spun nimica.
They saw, I wasn't saying anything.
O dus într-o cameră foarte întunecată.
They took me into a very dark room.
Așa întuneric era că nu puteam să găsesc
pereți. It was so dark, I couldn't see the walls.
Aici stai, zice, până ai să spui.
They said, you'll be in here until you confess.
O închis ușa și-o plecat.
They locked the door and the police left.
Și odată aud că trage cineva un
ucor. And then I began to hear somebody open a door.
Ce zic, orice capcană
au. I thought to myself, what sort of traps could they have in here?
Mi-era frică să calc, zic, să nu calc într-o capcană.
I was afraid to step now, maybe I'd, you know, fall into something.
Dar deodată aud un țipit de șobolan.
But all of a sudden I hear a squeak, like a rat squeak.
Ce zic, animale au ăștia aici?
And I thought to myself, could they have any animals in here?
Ce urcă pe mine?
And then I felt him crawl up my leg.
Când am pus mâna,
when I touched one,
era un șobolan așa de mare.
It was a rat about this big.
Dar dam unul, doi jos.
I'd take one or two off.
Poate urca 10 odată.
Maybe 10 would crawl back
on. Așa de tare m-am speriat.
I'm so terrified.
Am sperat că ce-am putut.
That I yelled as loud as I could.
Doamne, nu m-a lăsat.
God, don't let me down.
Când am strigat așa, s-a aprins o lumină puternică.
When I said this, an intense light appeared.
De lumină am auzit o voce.
And out of the light, I heard a voice.
Dumitru, nu te teme, zice.
Dumitru, don't be afraid.
Eu sunt cu tine.
I am with you.
Uite-te la mine.
Look at me.
Când am ridicat capul să mă uit.
When I raised my head to look.
Așa puternic a fost lumina.
The light was so intense.
Când m-a trântit cu fața de pământ.
That it threw me on the ground.
Zice, ți-am spus să te uiți.
He said, I told you to look at me.
Da, cine ești tu?
I said, who are you?
Zice, eu sunt îngerul Gabriel.
I am the angel Gabriel.
Mesagerul cerului.
The messenger of heaven.
M-ai chemat, am venit în ajutorul tău.
I have come to help you.
Uite-te la mine.
Look at me.
De data asta am putut să-l văd.
This time I was able to see him.
Era în lumină un bărbat îmbrăcat într-o haină strălucitoare.
Within the light there was a man dressed in shining clothes.
Avea un brâu mare la mine.
He had a thick belt over his waist.
Pe cap avea un coi.
And he said he had a helmet.
În mâna dreaptă avea o sabie.
In his right hand he had a sword.
Din sabie șa flăcări de foc.
And the sword kept spewing fire.
Dumitru, nu te teme.
He said, Dumitru, don't be afraid.
Vei trece prin mari torturi.
You will go through many trials.
Dar eu voi fi lângă tine.
But I will be with you.
Am să te scot din mâna lor.
I'll take you out of their hands.
Și am să te duc în America.
And I'll take you into America.
Ia uite-te tu în jos.
Look down, he said.
Când m-am uitat în jos, fraților.
When I looked down, brothers.
Camera era plină de șobolani.
The whole room was full of dead rats.
Ei aveau crescătorii de șobolani la subsol.
They used to raise the rats underneath the room.
Și când omul nu spunea ce vrea.
When someone wouldn't confess.
Să dea drumul la șobolani.
They'd let the rats out.
Și de frică trebuie să spui ce și ce nu.
And out of fear, you told things that you didn't even know.
Dar în ajutorul meu, vrit îngerul lui Dumnezeu.
But the angel of God came to my aid.
După ce a plecat îngerul,
the angel disappeared.
Eu mai tare m-am speriat.
I got even more scared.
Doamne, m-a dat să mă mănânce șobolani.
Dear Lord, they intended these rats to eat me.
A venit un polițar, a deschis ușa.
A policeman came and he opened the door.
Băi, tu mai trăiești?
Hey, still alive in there.
Da, m-a dat să mă mănânce șobolani.
I said, yeah, did you try to have me dinner for the rats?
Atunci a aprins lumina.
Then he turned on the light.
Când au văzut șobolanii mort,
when he saw the rats dead,
s-au repezit la mine, nu știu cu ce m-au lovit.
He came and he hit me over the head.
Că eu am căzut jos.
I fell down.
Mi-au omorât copiii, te omor și eu.
He said, you killed my children, now I'm going to kill you.
M-a tras de picioare afară.
He pulled me out by the feet.
M-a scos pantofii din picioare.
Took my shoes off.
M-a dus într-o celulă foarte
îngustă. And took me into a very tight cell.
Mergea un râu de apă rece.
A cold river of water went underneath.
Avea deasupra grate de fier.
And over it they had iron bars.
De sus picura apă drept în vârful
capului. And cold water dripped on my head from the ceiling. And so that I couldn't lean the wall and have sharp spikes. You'll be here until you confess, he said.
Stat, nu știu,
I don't know how long I was in there
for.
But my legs were all swollen.
Capul nu-l mai simțeam.
I couldn't move my head anymore.
A venit un polițar, a deschis ușa.
And the policeman came and opened the door.
Eu am căzut jos.
I just fell.
Ei m-au tras afară de acolo.
They pulled me out.
Și cu picioarele tale.
I said, what's wrong with your feet?
Ce prin la picioare.
How you must be cold. It's okay, we'll heat you up. They pulled me into another room. They tied me by the waist. They pulled me up. And with rubber hoses, they beat my feet. They'd let me get better. Throw water on me. And again, ask me to confess. They'd stick my hand in the door and poke me with pins under my fingernails, or they'd lay me face flat, put a board over me, and five or six policemen beat on the board with bats until blood would gush out my nose and my mouth. Again they throw water on me and ask me to confess. As I said, it lasted for 5 months.
După 5 luni de zile,
after 5 months,
au văzut că n-am spus nimic.
They saw I hadn't said anything.
M-au dus într-o altă cameră.
They took me into a room.
Acolo era un scaun deosebit.
There they had an unusual chair.
Băi, Dumitru, tu vezi scaunul ăsta?
Well, Dumitru, do you see this chair?
Da, îl văd.
Yes, I do.
L-am adus din Germania pentru tine.
Well, we brought this from Germany, especially for you.
Spune-mi că acolo mori.
Tell us, or you will die on it.
Chiar dacă mor, n-am ce să spun.
Well, even if I die, I have nothing to tell you, sir.
Well,
they tied me on the chair.
Cu mâinile la spate de scaun.
Tied my hands on it.
M-au legat de picioare roate.
Tied my feet around it.
Mi-au pus un aparat sub tăl.
They placed something under my feet.
Mi-au legat un aparat în dreptul inimii.
Tied something over my heart.
În cap mi-au pus un aparat și într-o ureche și în alta.
They stuck a bowl on my head and plugged two things in my ears.
Acum gândește-te bine ce ai făcut că mori.
And they said, I think what you did, you're about to die.
Și când au băgat în priză, frate.
But when they turned it on,
am simțit un șoc așa puternic.
I felt such an intense shock.
N-am mai simțit limba în gură.
I couldn't feel my tongue in my mouth anymore. I couldn't see with my eyes anymore at all.
And
when I thought I'm going to die,
iar am văzut aceeași lumină.
Once again the same light appeared.
Același bărbat.
It was the same man.
Dumitru, nu te teme.
Dumitru, don't be afraid.
Dumitru, tu nu vei muri.
Dumitru, you will not die.
Strigă sângele lui Isus.
Plead the blood of Jesus.
Am început să strig sângele lui Isus, sângele
lui Isus. I began to say the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus.
Cât am strigat, nu.
I don't know how long I'd said it for.
Ce-a făcut cu mine, nu știu.
I don't know what you did with me.
Când m-am trezit, eram jos.
But when I woke up laying down. My face was full of blood. They were throwing water and slapping me around.
Băi, tu știi că acum tu ai spus tot?
Well, now you've told us everything.
Aparatele noastre au înregistrat gândul tău.
Our equipment recorded everything you said.
Ia să te ascult.
Listen to yourself.
Când au dat drumul la aparat,
and when you turn their equipment,
ne-am auzit vocea mea.
I did hear my voice.
Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Nu eu am fost puternic, fraților.
I was not strong, brothers.
Sângele lui Hristos a biruit.
It was the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus that was victorious.
De ce ai zis, băi, așa?
Why'd you say this?
Fie că vrei să mă omori.
Because you want to kill me.
Tot eu mor, băi.
Oh, we'll still kill you.
A doua zi au dus-o pe Maria.
And so the next day they brought Maria.
O pus într-o cameră ca să audă că ea e acolo.
They put her in the room next to me so that I hear she was there.
Maria.
Dumitru
a spus tot, vai.
Dumitru has confessed.
Te-am adus pe tine să scrii și tu aici.
We brought you so that, you know, we know that he told the truth.
Scrie cine a adus Biblia.
Tell us who brought him the Bibles.
Unde are Biblia?
Where he has the mass.
Unii le-au dus la ruși.
How he took him to Russia.
Cine l-a ajutat să le ducă.
And who helped him take him.
Îi dau drumul lui Dumitru.
And we'll let Dumitru go.
Zis Maria, Dumnezeu nu a lăsat-o pe Maria.
But God wouldn't let Maria tell.
Dacă a spus Dumitru știe.
She said, if Dumitru told you, he knows.
Dar eu nu știu.
But I know nothing about it.
Ei s-au repezit la Maria să ia la bătaie.
They went to Maria and they began to hit her.
Maria s-a speriat, a căzut
în coma. Maria got scared and she fainted.
Ei au pus-o pe mâini și au dus-o acasă.
They took her in their arms and they took her home.
Vine la mine.
And they came to me.
Băi, tu ai auzit că vă Maria ta aici?
Did you hear your wife was here?
Zic, da, m-au auzit că ați bătut-o.
I said, yeah, I heard how you beat her.
Băi, ea a spus tot.
Well, she told us everything. And we took her home. You tell us too, we'll take you home also. Well, if she told you, she knows, but I know nothing about it. Oh, he had all this planned out. And again, they put me on the chair. I said, this time I'll kill you. They turned the power even higher.
They're
the same exact thing. And I thought, this time I'd have to die. Once again, the same light appeared. It was the same angel.
Dumitru, nu te teme.
Dumitru, do not be afraid.
Tu nu vei muri.
You will not die.
Mai de trecut prin tortură puternică.
You'll go through one more intense torture.
Și te scot din mâna lor.
And I'll take out of their hands.
Vrăjmașul tău va muri.
Your enemy will die.
Strige sângele lui Isus.
Plead the blood of Jesus.
Iar am început să strâng.
Again, I began to say it.
Nu mai știu ce s-a făcut cu mine.
I don't know what else happened.
Când m-am trezit, la fel.
When I woke up the same way, laying down.
M-a dat cu apă și îmi dădea cu pală.
They were still slapping me around and throwing water on me.
De data asta tot ai spus, băi.
I said, now you have to have confessed.
Când au dat drumul la aparate.
When they turned on their equipment.
Iar ne-am auzit vocea mea.
Once again I heard my voice.
Sângele lui Iisus, sângele lui Iisus.
The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus.
Amen. S-a înfuriat tare. Foarte mult colonelul care m-a închetat.
The colonel that was in charge of my case got very mad.
Pe telefon,
he picked up the phone.
O chema 6 polițari, frate.
He called up 6 policemen.
Eu atât am auzit, omorâți-l, băi.
All I heard was, kill him.
O sări cu picioarele pe mine.
They jumped on me with their boots.
Așa de tare m-au farmat.
They crushed me so hard.
Am avut 9 coaste plesnite.
That 9 ribs were broken.
Am căzut în comă.
I fell into a coma.
Ce-a făcut cu mine, nu?
I have no idea what he did with
Eu
me.
Eu când m-am trezit, un doctor îmi făcea injecții în mâna.
But when I woke up, a doctor was giving me a shot in the right hand.
Spunea că Dumnezeu tău, Dumitru, ți-o mai dat viață.
But he kept saying, Dumitru, your God still let
în
you live.
În perioada aceea a venit repede fuga, a venit un... ofițer și a strigat, hai domn doctor că moare colonelul.
At this time an officer ran in and he said, hurry doctor, the colonel, he's dying.
Doctorul m-a lăsat pe mine și a plecat.
The doctor left me and ran after the officer.
Și eu eram curios ce s-a întâmplat.
And now I was curious to see what had happened.
După o jumătate de oră,
in about half an hour,
a venit un alt colonel,
another colonel came,
dar cu o voce blândă.
But this time with a humble voice.
Dumitru, ce faci tu, poți să te îmbraci?
Dumitru, how are you? Can you get dressed?
Dar de ce să mă îmbrac?
Why should I get dressed?
Ce mergi acasă?
You're going home.
Zic, ați terminat de omorât?
So you finished killing me already?
Băi, Dumnezeu tot ți-a făcut dreptate.
He said, your God's giving you justice.
Colonelul Prestenuc a murit.
Colonel Prestenuc's dead.
Și comandantul a dat ordine să te duc repede acasă.
And the chief ordered me to take you home quickly.
Zic, dar cum a murit?
I said, how did he die?
Zic, era cu dosarul tău în mână.
He had your papers in his hand.
L-a dat o emoragie internă.
He had internal hemorrhaging.
Și-a murit.
Fell down and died.
Când a venit doctorul, l-a găsit mort.
He was already dead when the doctor got there.
Comandantul a dat ordine să te duc repede
acasă. And the chief said to take you home quickly.
Dumitru, să nu te rogi la Dumnezeu tău să mă pedepsească și pe mine.
Then he said, Dumitru, don't pray to your God and he punish me too.
Că eu nu ți-am făcut nici ură.
Because you know that I never did anything to you.
O mai chemat pe un ofițer? O mai chemat pe un ofițer.
They called in another officer.
M-a îmbrăcat, m-a pus în mașină și m-a dus acasă.
They dressed me, put me in the car and they took me home.
Când am ajuns acasă, fraților.
When I got home, brothers.
Nici nevasta nu mă cunoștea.
My wife didn't even know me anymore. That's how destroyed I was.
Nu puteam să stau nici în picioare.
I couldn't stand up.
Nici pe o parte, nici pe alta.
I couldn't lay down on one side or the other.
M-au luat frații pe mâini.
The brothers took me on their arms.
M-au făcut un pat cu pern și m-au băgat în
pat. My wife filled the bed with pillows and they put me in the pillows.
Acolo am stat 3 luni de zile.
And that's where I stayed for 3 months.
Frații se rugau la patul meu tot timpul.
The brothers prayed on my bed every every night.
Misionari au venit din toată lumea.
Missionaries came from all over the world.
Ei mă filmau și pleca.
They just took pictures and left.
Și strigam, Doamne, Dumnezeu, le trimite moartea.
And I'd say, God, just kill me.
Doamne, ia-mi viața.
Please take my life.
La bucat de vreme a început să miroase carne.
After a while, my flesh began to smell.
Doamne, nu mai am nicio scăpare.
I said, Dear God, there's no more hope.
Văd că am început să miros de viu.
I'm starting to rot alive.
Și după 3 luni de tortură, de suferință.
3 months of suffering.
Când credeam că nu mai am nicio scăpare.
When I thought there was
era
no more hope. It was very late at night.
Familia mea dormea.
My family was asleep.
S-a aprins aceeași lumină din închisoare.
And the same light as in the prison appeared in my room. And the same man spoke.
Dimitri, de ajuns,
Dimitri, enough. Get out.
Am sărit din pat, fraților.
I jumped out of bed. I ran outside.
Mă căutam să văd dacă m-am mai doar.
I kept feeling myself to see if I still
hurt.
Nothing hurt anymore.
Puteam să merg.
I was able to walk.
Mă mirosam.
I kept smelling myself.
Vedeam că nu miroase.
Nothing.
Ce s-a întâmplat cu mine?
Man, what's happening to me?
Am visat.
Am I dreaming?
E realitate.
Is this actually true?
Nu vinea să cred.
I could not think.
M-am întornat înapoi.
I went back into the house.
M-am dus în cameră la nevastă, dormea.
My wife and the family was asleep.
Copiii dormeau. M-am dus în cameră la mine.
And then I went into my room.
Am găsit pe îngerul Domnului.
And I found the angel of God.
Dimitri. Te mai doare?
Do you still hurt?
Zic că nu.
No.
Dumitri, poți să mergi?
Can you walk?
Zic, da, pot.
I said, yes, I can.
Dumitri, apucă-te de treabă.
Then Dimitri, start working.
Mai 4 ani să cari Biblie, Dumitri.
You have 4 more years to smuggle Bibles in.
Poliția va fi pas cu pas cu tine.
The police will follow you step
Dar
by step.
Dar eu voi fi lângă tine.
But I'll be with you.
Le voi închide ochii și nu te va putea prinde.
I'll blind their eyes and they won't be able to catch you.
Or să vadă că nu te poate prinde.
When they see, they can't catch you.
Scrie pe ceva.
He said, write this down.
Mi-a spus anul.
He told me the year.
Luna.
The month.
Ziua,
the day,
când guvernul comunist,
and even the hour when the communist government would take me out of my church,
din țara ta,
out of my country,
și te va da afară.
And they'd kick me out.
Fraților, așa s-a împlinit.
Brothers, that's exactly how it happened.
Acum, fraților, vreau să continui mesajul.
Now, brothers, I'd like to continue with the testimony.
După care la urmă să vă spunem și un vis care l-am avut acum în Oregon.
After which I'll also tell you about a dream that I just had in Oregon.
Că când m-am întors din România, o trebuie să plec în Oregon.
Because 2 days after I returned from Romania, I was supposed to go to Oregon.
Și când se schimb clima, te cam simți nu bine.
And when you change the climate all the time and you're jet lag, you don't feel so good.
Și în Oregon plouă continuu.
And in Oregon it rains a lot.
Și nu puteam să dorm noaptea.
And I couldn't sleep at night.
Îmi petreceam viața pe genunchi.
I'd spend all my nights on my knees in prayer.
Și strigam înaintea lui Dumnezeu.
And I'd cry out before God.
Și am adormit și am visat un vis.
And I fell asleep and I had a dream.
Care la urmă să vi-l spun.
Which I will tell you at the end.
Și o să vă aduc și o bucurie din România.
And I'll also tell you about Romania.
Ca să vă bucurați împreună cu noi.
So that you may be happy together with us.
După ce m-am venit din Italia.
After we came from Italy.
Așa cum v-a spus.
That's only this morning we got to Sodom and Gomorrah,
adică în California,
which is California.
A fost primit foarte rău.
We were accepted very badly.
M-a dus o organizație rusă.
We were brought in by a Russian foundation.
M-a dus într-un apartament care și acum
and they took us to an apartment where we still live.
Apartamentul era foarte murdar.
But back then the apartment was very dirty.
Acolo trăise niște câini.
Dogs lived there before us.
Carpetul mirosa puternic.
The carpet had a very strong smell.
Furnituri nu aveam.
There was no furniture.
N-aveam nici paturi.
Not even a bed. Nothing.
Nevasta mea când a văzut.
When my wife saw this.
Băi omule, la cine a dus Dumnezeu aici?
She said, husband, why did God bring us here?
Eu am început să
plâng. She began to cry.
Zice, du-te mai la alți americani.
She said, go to other buildings.
Poate ne va primi ca aici, noi nu putem trăi.
Maybe they'll let us in because we can't live here.
Eu am luat un copil de român care știa engleză.
I took a Romanian child and knew how to speak English.
Și m-a dus la unul care scrie for rent.
And I'd go to the buildings where it said for rent.
M-a întrebat, zice,
the first thing that asked.
Frații, ne primiți aici.
You know, when I'd ask, do you want to let us in?
El ne treabă, aveți copii?
He said, sure, but do you have children?
Eu cu bucurie, zic, da, avem.
You know, for us it was a joy, yes, we do.
Cu copii nu primim.
Well, we don't accept people with children here.
Bă, zic, ce oameni să ai?
I think, dear Lord, what kind of people are these?
Eu știu că America e creștină.
You know, I thought all of America was Christian.
Biblile ne-au venit din America.
All the Bibles came from America.
Misionari ne-au venit din America.
All the missionaries came from America.
Cum îi țin câini în casă și copii, nu?
And they keep dogs in their homes that they won't accept children.
Și am început să plâng eu ca copii.
I began to cry like a child.
A venit la nevastă.
I came to my wine. I stopped crying before I got home. But Maria says, Dimitri, why have you been crying? I said, what, do you see me crying now? She says, I've been with you too long. I know when you're crying. I said, well, Maria, they won't let us in. We have kids. And then she began, husband, why did God punish us? What did we do that God punished us so harshly? She began to cry. The grandkids were asleep on the suitcases. And I kept walking around the building and checking out my life. Lord, why did you punish me? I almost lost my life for you. I lost all of my wealth for you, Lord.
But
out of everything I had, I came out with 3 suitcases. Lord, what did I do that you punished me? Why did you bring me to this country? I have no money, Lord. I have no food. I don't have a bed to let my head down on. Lord, why? I was sitting outside on a rock. It was very late at night. And I was just crying before God. And then I saw a light coming towards me. When I saw the light, I thought it was a car. Because in Romania and in Italy, they always try to run me over with cars. So I thought, they're here too. And so I jumped up. But the light surrounded me. And out of the light, I heard the same voice. It was the same angel. Which had been with me in prison. Which had been at my house. Which was with me in Italy. He said, Dimitri, why are you so despairing?
Well,
what did I do that you punished me so harshly? Why did you bring me to this country? I don't even have a place to head down. He said, Dimitri, I brought you to this country because this country will burn. So why did you bring me here to burn and then let me die in jail in my own country? He said, Dimitri, be quiet. Get beside me. You're not allowed to speak from now on. I got beside the angel, brothers. I don't know what the device was. But it traveled so fast that you couldn't see anything. He'd just say, this is California. This is Las Vegas. What I have shown you is that Sodom and Gomorrah. Its sin has reached God. And God has decided to punish it through fire. And one day it will burn. He came and showed me New York. This is New York. It is also a Sodom and Gomorrah. And one day it will burn. He came and he showed me Florida. This is Florida, he said. This is as Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn. I said, what will you do with me though? He said, I told you to be quiet. And he brought me back to the place we left. He said, now we talk. I brought you to this country because I love this country. I love the people in this country. And through your mouth, I want to wake up a lot of people. Well, how can you wake them through my mouth? I can't speak to anyone. Who knows me here? Who'll even call me? He says, that's not your worry. I will be before you. I will do great works among the American people. I will prepare someone for you to speak through. But you must tell them everything that I tell you. Again he said, America will burn. I said, but how can America burn when it's so powerful? He said, remember and tell them. He said, you reach TV stations and radio stations and churches. But tell them everything I tell you. Hide nothing. America will burn. But again, how will it burn? He said, tell them this. The Russian spies
have
found out where the most powerful nuclear plants in America are. When Americans will think it's peace and quiet and everything's perfect, some groups from the inside will revolt against the government. The government will be occupied with the revolution, and then from the ocean,
in Cuba,
out of Cuba,
Nicaragua, America Central,
Central America,
Mexico,
and
mai spus două țări, dar nu rețin minte,
and two other countries that I can't remember,
va bombarda depozite nucleare americane.
They will bombard nuclear plants in America,
și America va lua foc.
And America will burn.
Dar ce faci cu biserica?
I said, what will you do with the church though?
Unele biserici m-au părăsit.
He said, many churches have left me.
Cum n-ai tu oameni aici?
I said, what do you mean don't you have people here?
Tu așa să le spui.
He said, tell them this.
Oamenii să slăvesc pe oameni.
People glorify people.
Cinstea care se cuvine să-i odiai lui Hristos.
The honor that Christ deserves.
Oamenii și-o ia asupra lor.
Man takes upon himself.
În biserică.
In the church.
Divorce.
There's divorce.
Preacurvie.
There's adultery.
Sodomie.
There's sodomy.
Avortul.
There's abortion.
Și tot felul de păcat.
And all kinds of sins.
Și Hristos nu locuiește în păcat.
And Christ will not live in sin.
Hristos locuiește în sfințenie.
Christ lives in holiness.
Și te-am adus pe tine aici.
And I brought you here.
Să strigi în gura mare.
That you cry out loud.
Să nu-ți fie frică.
Don't be afraid, for I am with you.
Să se oprească.
Tell them to stop sinning
and
to repent,
because
God never stops forgiving.
And
all of those who will stop sinning
and
will repent,
God
will save in the day of trouble.
But
how can he save them if America burns though? He said, tell them, as he saved the three young ones in the furnace, that is how he will save them.
Cum l-am salvat pe Daniel din gura leilor.
As he saved Daniel from the lions.
Îi voi salva și pe ei.
That is how he will save them.
Numai să se întoarcă către Dumnezeu.
But they must repent.
Fraților, nu ne cere un lucru.
Brothers, God does not ask hard things of us.
Opriți-vă de la păcatele
voastre. We must stop sinning.
Întoarceți-vă către Dumnezeu.
And repent.
Și Dumnezeu ne va ierta.
And God will forgive.
Amin. Dacă tu ești îngerul lui Dumnezeu.
I said, if you are truly the angel of God.
Și vrei să vorbesc la americani.
And you want me to say this to the Americans.
Tu trebuie să ne arăți un scris în Biblie.
You must show this written to me in the scripture.
Dacă nu scrii în Biblie, eu nu pot să vorbesc.
If it's not scriptural, I won't tell anyone.
Spune-le să citească.
He said, tell them to read.
Ieremia 51.
Jeremiah chapter 51.
Versetul 8 până la 15.
Verses 8 through 15.
Și Apocalipsa capitolul 18.
And Revelation chapter 18.
Și lupta lui Hristos împotriva popoarelor.
And the fight of Christ against the nations.
Zaharia 14.
Zechariah 14. Okay? I'll repeat the verses for you. Jeremiah 51, 8 through 15, Revelation chapter 18, and Zechariah chapter 14.
Deci Iisus Hristos.
Jesus Christ himself.
Va locui pe biserică, cu biserica pe muntele Maclinilor.
With the church will stand on the mountain of Olives.
Și de sabia gurii lui Hristos.
And from the mouth of the sword of Jesus Christ.
Toate popoarele vor fi nimicite.
All the nations will be destroyed.
Va fi o fericire pentru noi.
But we will have joy.
Ca să locuim cu Hristos timp de 1000 de ani.
We will live with Christ here on earth for 1000 years.
Hristos ne va paște la pășun verzi.
Christ will take us to green pastures.
Vom bea din izvorul vieții.
We will drink of the river of life.
Vom mânca din pomul vieții.
And eat of the tree of life.
Și vom trăi veșnic, frate.
And we will live forever, brothers. That's what the word of God says.
Amen. Beprandor obegasaravot faramant. Ascultă biserica ce zice Duhul Sfânt.
This is what the Holy Spirit says.
Trezește-te și întoarce-te din toată inima.
Be awake and repent with all of your heart.
Că zile negre și zile grele vin peste tine.
For dark days and days of trouble are soon coming over you.
Și n-ai unde să te ascunzi, zice Domnul.
And there will be no place to hide, saith the Lord.
Dacă astăzi nu vei pune mintea în judecată.
If today you will not begin to think about me.
Dacă nu mă vei chema din toată inima.
And if you will not call upon me with all of your
dacă
heart.
Dacă nu vei părăsi păcatul.
If you will not leave sin behind.
Nu te vei întoarce către mine.
And you will not come back to me.
Mâine va fi târziu, zice Domnul.
Tomorrow will be too late, saith the Lord.
De aceea te înștiințe.
This is why I tell you.
Pentru că te iubesc.
Because I love you.
Și vreau să-ți salvez sufletul.
And I want to save your soul.
Iisus Hristos este Domnul.
Jesus Christ is Lord.
Iisus Hristos a venit în trup.
Jesus Christ came in body.
Aleluia. Aleluia. Fraților, cu Dumnezeu nu ne judecă.
Brothers, there is no way we can play with God.
Dumnezeu este un foc mistuitor.
God is an all-consuming fire.
Eu am fost la o convenție a televizoarelor aici la Florida.
I was at a convention here in Florida.
În timpul războiului Hussein.
It was right during the war with Hussein.
Și s-au predicat Evanghelia două zile.
And they preached for about two days.
Dar n-am auzit de Hristos.
But never once did they mention Christ.
Predica numai pe Hussein.
They spoke only on Hussein.
Și arăta pe o hartă mare.
They had big maps upon the wall.
Că aici e Babilonul.
This is where Babylon is.
Că Babilonul va fi distrus.
This is how it'll be destroyed.
Și acolo e Armageddonul.
This is going to be Armageddon.
Și toate lucrurile vorbea, dar nu vorbea de Hristos.
You know, and they spoke about everything else except Christ.
După două zile îmi venea rândul mie.
Well, I was supposed to be the last speaker.
Eu trebuia să spun că America e Babilon.
And I was supposed to say that America is Babylon.
Dar vine dracul la mine și îmi zice așa.
But the devil comes to me and he begins to say,
tu vezi ce zic ăștia?
Look at what these people are saying.
Ăștia-s doctori.
You know, these people are doctors. Evangelists that are smarter than you.
Arată unii în Babilonul.
They're showing you upon the map where Babylon was.
Arată cum Babilonul distrus.
And how it will be destroyed.
Cum ai supus tu să spui că America e Babilon?
How can you say America is Babylon?
Du-te acasă.
Go home.
Ascunde-te mai bine.
Just hide.
Când te-ai chemat să nu te duci.
When they call you, don't get up.
Și când eram în frământarea cea mai mare, fratelor.
And during the hardest trouble, brothers.
Ne-aud când mă cheamă.
I heard my name being called.
Când m-au chemat, eram deja dizarmat.
When they called me up, I was already disarmed.
Pentru că diavolul s-a luptat să mă dizarmeze.
Because the devil fought to disarm me.
Am început să tremur.
I began to shake.
Și am zis, Dumnezeule.
And I said, Dear Lord.
Eu sunt gol.
I'm empty.
Dacă tu vii, eu vorbesc. Dacă nu, eu nu pot să vorbesc.
If you come, I will speak. If not, I'll say nothing.
Cum urcam treptele la ambon.
And as I was going up the stairs.
A intrat un sul de foc în mine.
I saw a fire coming through me.
Când a intrat sulul de foc, n-am mai fost eu.
When that fire came, I wasn't myself anymore. Somebody knew there. And a voice says to me, tell them to read. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 7. And then I will interpret the verse. Alright, I'll read it because I found it first. That's Jeremiah 51, verse 7. And it says, Babylon was a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunk. The nations drank her wine, therefore the nations are deranged.
Amen? Amen.
Babylon
a fost un potir de aur în mâna Domnului.
Was a golden cup in God's hand.
Am întrebat atunci.
And then I asked the brothers,
cărui Dumnezeu se închină Hussein?
Which God does Hussein pray to?
Din bancă striga că lui Muhammad.
Someone from the pew said Muhammad.
Cum poate să fie Hussein un potir de aur în mâna lui Dumnezeu?
Now, how can Hussein be a golden cup in God's hand?
Pentru că el nu se roagă lui Dumnezeu.
Because he does not pray to the true God.
N-am putea noi să judicăm.
Let's think about this.
Se uita unul la altul.
They began to look at one another.
Fraților, zic, îngerul lui Dumnezeu.
I said, brothers, the angel of God.
Îmi vorbește în ureche să vă dau tălcuirea.
Is telling me what the interpretation is.
David spune că cuvântul tău, Doamne.
David says at one point, your word, O Lord.
E mai de preț ca aur.
It's more precious than pure gold.
Zic, America.
And now America.
O binecuvântată Dumnezeu.
Was blessed of God.
America a avut Biblia.
America had the Bible.
Ăsta e aur.
This is the golden cup.
America a avut misionari.
America had missionaries.
America a avut Biblia.
America took the Bible all over the world. And millions came to God. And America, instead of growing, it fell. Because all the Americans, you know, oh, I want to go preach in China. I want to go preach in Russia. I want to go preach in Romania. But who's preaching in America?
Cine predică în America?
Who is preaching in America?
Lăsăm așa, că e bun așa.
We just leave America like this because we have to go out.
Cum trăim noi, cum mergem noi.
The way we live is good enough, huh?
Lăsăm Biblia la o parte.
We just put the Bible aside.
Și trăim după placul inimii noastre.
And we live the way our heart likes.
Nu, fraților.
There is no way, brothers.
Și-am întrebat.
And I asked.
Zice că neamurile vor fi ca într-o nebunie să intre în Babilon.
It says the nations drink her wine, therefore all the nations are deranged. They want to come to Babylon.
Care vrea să imigreze la Hussein?
Now who wants to immigrate to Iraq?
Petru striga, no.
All of them said, no, not us, no.
Băi, fraților.
Well then, brothers.
Cine a primit cei mai mulți imigranți în lumea?
Who accepted the most immigrants in the world?
America.
America.
Dacă pe România ar primi o tăți comuniștii din aici.
If they'd say yes to Romania, all the communists would be here in 24 hours.
Că din America vine Biblia.
You know, they see that the Bible comes from America.
Bă, că din America vin misionari.
They see missionaries come from America.
Bă, că din America vin ajutoare.
They see all the aid comes from America.
Bă, că toate binecuvântările vin din America.
They see all the blessings coming from America.
Ei cred că în America Dumnezeu viază morți.
They believe that in America God resurrects the dead.
Așa cum am crezut și eu.
Same thing I believed.
Dar când am fost, am ajuns aici.
But when I got here,
a fost complet.
I was completely lost.
Doamne, în America înviază morți.
Dear Lord, I thought, you know, the devil resurrected here.
Dar cu totul altfel.
But it was totally opposite that.
Și cercetăm bine Scriptura, versetul 8 spune așa.
And verse 8 says this.
Am vrut să vin de Babilon.
Babylon has suddenly fallen.
Dar nu voi.
Then 9, we would have healed Babylon, but she is not.
Forsake
her, everyone.
Că pedeapsa lui s-a apropiat.
For her judgment reaches to heaven. You know, I won't go through everything because I don't want to keep it too long. But let's jump to verse
13.
O you who dwell by many waters, abundant in treasure, your end has come.
Versetul 14.
Surely I will fill you with men as locusts, and they shall lift up shouts of war against you. Now which country is Babylon? Have courage.
E America.
It is America.
Cercetați bine Scriptura.
Study the Scriptures well.
Și mergeți în Apocalipsa capitolul 18.
Go to Revelation 18.
Vorbește destul de clar.
And it explains so clearly.
Și arată destul de lămurit.
And it, you know, you can see it.
Așa după cum ne-a spus îngerul lui Dumnezeu.
As the angel of God said.
Așa se va împlini, fraților.
That's how it will happen, brothers.
Dar crezi, am credință.
But I have the faith.
Că cei ce sunt numele lor scris în cartea vieții.
Those whose names are written in the book of life.
Dumnezeu nu-i va lăsa.
God will not let down.
Dumnezeu îi va ridica.
God will save. And we will reach the blessed land prepared for us. We will be there with Christ. We will sing the same song. We'll speak the same language. Not Romanian, but the same song, the same language. We will praise God with all of our heart. And Christ Himself will put on His belt. And He will serve us at the table. We, people raised in sin, have the honor of being in Christ's home.
Cum ar trebui noi să ne pocăim?
You know, how close should we be to God?
Amen?
Some of you look very scared now. But you know, don't repent out of fear. Don't repent because God will punish this country. Repent because you want your souls to be saved. But see, then when the trouble comes, that's when we'll see the difference between those who worship God and those who did not. As it says, 1,000 will fall to your side and 10,000 to your right, but no one will touch you, because God is with us. God
Hallelujah.
Is with us.
This
is the only one.
Acum, fraților,
now that my grandson reminded me,
o să vă spun, Mirciucă, visul din Oregon.
Mike will tell you the dream from Oregon because he forgot it.
Că eu cum am visat, m-am sculat și l-am spus lui.
As he dreamt it, he woke up, he told it to me and I wrote it down.
El l-a scris în newsletter.
We put it in the newsletter for next month.
Să-l știe mai bine ca acum să-l țin eu minte.
And he knows it better than I can remember it. Ah, so I get to preach. Okay, this was about a week and a half ago. We were in Oregon. It was in a hotel room, and he woke me at about 4 in the morning. And he said, I just had a real strong dream. And he said, it was getting very dark. And as I looked around, there were many people around me. And somehow I knew that all these people were Christians. And as it began to get darker and darker, I saw an army coming. And all of the army was dressed in black except one. And that one exception was dressed in red. And it had a sign on his forehead, and he began to speak. He said, I am Lucifer, and I've come to make war against the children of God. And all the people, you know, became scared. And then Lucifer said, who has the strength to think that they can stand against me? You know, go to the left. Those of you that don't even want to fight against me, go to your right. And he said that about only 25% of the people went to the left, and all the others herded to the right. And then Satan gave the order, attack all of those on the left, kill them. And as the army advanced and they surrounded the little group, it says that a light began to shine from heaven and it surrounded the group. And a voice said, take out your swords and defend yourselves. And one of the people in the group asked, but what swords? And the voice said, the word of the Lord is your sword. Take it out and use it. And then they began to quote scripture from the Bible, and this army stopped advancing, and all of a sudden they began to sing this song. And the army got so scared that they began to run away. And then Satan became very furious, and he said, attack those on the right. And one by one, those on the right, you know, were all killed. They couldn't defend themselves. And then one of the people in the little group asked, how come those people couldn't be defended as we were? And the voice said, those people were lukewarm all their lives. They one foot in the world and one foot in the church. They never really had the word of God nor the power of God. And because of that, they could not be defended. And he said, the sun began to shine and all the black clouds began to disperse. And there was only one cloud left with Lucifer and his army on it. And Lucifer began to shake his fist at the little group. And then it disappeared. You know, and then he said as he looked around, he saw many people that he recognized, you know, in the little group that he knew as Christian brothers. Excuse him. And he said that this strengthened him very much, you know, so that was the dream. Nothing?
Fraților, eu m-am gândit la visul pe care l-am visat.
Well, I thought about the dream that I had.
Că va începe ceva împotriva creștinilor.
And my belief is that something will soon start against the Christians.
Pentru că Lucifer căuta tare să se răzbune împotriva mea.
Because Lucifer was trying to take revenge on Christians so hard.
Și cred că s-ar putea întâmpla.
In my personal belief.
Să nu se împlinească visul.
You know, I hope that this dream doesn't come to pass. But my belief is that, you know, the wickedness in the world, all the wicked people in the government will begin to persecute the church. And they will come against the church of God so strongly. We should not fear. Because the one that is within us is stronger than the one that is in the world.
Amen?
Now, brothers, I would like to tell you of my great joy. I know many of you have prayed year after year. I would hear prayers by American people, Lord, tear down the Iron Curtain. And many times, you know, I heard that Gorbachev and Bush and Reagan tore down the Iron Curtain. Do you believe the same?
Nu, fraților.
Not true, brothers.
Rugăciunile voastre.
It was your prayers
și a tuturor popoarelor creștini
and the prayers of all the Christian people
care s-au rugat ca Dumnezeu să dea la o parte cortina de fer.
That was what made God tear down
Dumnezeu
the Iron Curtain.
Dumnezeu odată.
And it was God that did it.
Odată pentru ca să se împlinească numărul total al neamurilor.
He did it for the total number of excuse me, for the total number of the Gentiles to be completed.
Pentru că neamurile trebuie să primească pocăința.
Because the Gentiles must all hear about God.
Biblia spune că în această evanghelie.
The Bible says when this gospel
va fi vestită pe întreg pământ.
Will be preached all over the world.
Atunci e sfârșitul.
That is when.
Și acum se împlinește aceste cuvinte.
And this verse is coming to pass also.
Când această Biblie.
When this Bible.
Se vestește pe întreg pământ.
Is being preached all over the world.
Și a ajuns dincolo de cortina de fer.
And it even reached, penetrated the Iron Curtain.
La noi în România.
In Romania at this time.
45 de ani a fost prigonit.
For 45 years has been persecuted.
Și acum Dumnezeu l-a lăsat un har.
And now God has put such great grace that I couldn't explain it to you.
Că când am venit la aeroport în Otopeni, București.
Came back to the airport in Bucharest.
Și când am văzut că trebuie să vin înapoi în România.
When I realized I was supposed to come back to America.
În America am început să plâng.
I began to cry.
Și am zis, Doamne, dar de ce trebuie să vin înapoi?
I said, Lord, why must I go back?
Așa bucuria am simțit acolo.
I felt such intense joy there.
Dumnezeu a lăsat un har minunat.
You know, God has poured such a wonderful grace.
Evanghelia se predică pe tot loc.
The gospel is being preached everywhere.
Evanghelia se predică în pușcării.
In the prisons.
Evanghelia se predică în armată.
The gospel is being preached in the army. I myself, with my own ears, heard the whole army singing, Our Father who heart in heaven.
Trupa din gură și din fanfară.
They had trumpets and the troops were singing
așa
with their mouths.
Frumos s-a uzat.
It was so beautiful.
Că am alergat în goana mare.
That I ran up the hill.
Și am întâlnit un ofițer și l-am întrebat.
And I met an officer and I asked him.
Domnule Maior, aveți un aparat care cântă cântări creștine?
Sir, tell me, do you have a radio that's playing Christian songs up there?
Domnule, unde trăiești, domnule?
He said, but sir, where have you been living?
Zic, aici.
I said, right here.
Cum, domnule, ta nu știi?
Then you don't know?
S-a dat lege la noi.
We've been given a new law.
De la tânăr la bătrân.
Young and old.
De la soldat și până la pușcăriaș.
Soldier and prisoner.
Să recunoaștem pe Dumnezeu.
We must all recognize God.
Că 45 de ani am fost dușman.
Because 45 years have been the enemies of God.
Țara a rămas muritoare de foame.
And our country is starving to death.
Dar acum vrem să recunoaștem pe Dumnezeu.
But now we want to recognize God.
Că Dumnezeu să le iasă din nou binecuvântarea.
That God may once again pour His blessings over Romania.
Am început să plâng, fratele,
I began to cry, brothers, with so intense joy.
Din biserică de la Pentecostal.
They came to our Pentecostal church. They picked, you know, intelligent brothers with college. And the government is paying them to teach the children in the schools. And in the army.
You know,
can you realize the awesome grace God has given? And in America, no faith in the schools. We're not even talking about the army. In the army now I'm hearing they want to let in homosexuals. But not that they want to let in religion. And we see that America has left the holy God. It has left the God of heaven. In whom they trusted before. Who blessed America so much. And now America, instead of growing more, is falling. And because of this, the wrath of God will come over this country. Now I'd like to tell you what we do. When I first came here, I traveled with Brother Andrew for 2.5 years. After 2.5 years, I began to feel an urge in my heart. I had very many close brothers in Yugoslavia, in Italy, in Bulgaria, in refugee camps, who had escaped out of Ceaușescu's prisons. And Open Doors wanted to help us bring them out.
Noi nu facem treaba.
They said, we'll try as hard as we can.
Am apelat la guvernul american să ne aprobe misiuni.
I went to the American government that they accept us to have a mission.
Guvernul repede ne-a aprobat.
The government, sure, why not?
Am scos 300 de familii, fratele.
And so until now we brought out 300 families with the help of God.
Și cu ajutorul fratelor americani.
And with the help and the prayers of the American brothers.
Și frați care au fost alături de mine.
You know, there were some that were with us all the time.
Sunt tot lângă mine.
And today they're still with me.
Frate, eu n-am cerut de la nimeni nimic.
But brothers, you should know I've never asked anyone for anything. You know, we in our apartment that we live in, 2 bedrooms, we brought in Romanian families. Because I didn't have money to pay for their rent.
And
I'd open the door at night because there was no more air. And I sat on my knees before God. And I knew a pastor in Indiana. I said, Lord, if you're still with me, put it on his heart to send me the money for these people's rent. The next morning, brothers, I got a phone call. Mike, is your grandpa home?
Home.
Yes, he is. Well, he's been troubling me all night. I dreamt that he kept saying I need money for these people's rent. He said, tell him the check's in the mail. But what I want to tell you is God works.
You know,
God is never late. He's helped us without ever asking anyone for a penny. But we ask you for your prayers for us. Please pray for the work that we do. And also pray that God give us strength to continue and take the message of God throughout America, that the Church of God may wake up. May the Lord bless you, and may He fill you with His Holy Spirit, and may He change your life, that next time we meet, we find you full of the Holy Spirit,
biserica aceasta.
And I pray that this church,
Dumnezeu să o umple cu proroci.
God will fill with prophets.
Dumnezeu să o umple cu văzători.
God will fill with people who have visions.
Dumnezeu să lase darurile lui
God
peste voi.
All his gifts over
you. Ca voi să puteți crește în frica
lui Dumnezeu. That you may grow in fear of God.
Dumnezeu cu voi și cu noi.
May God be with you and with us. Amen.